This is the BBC.
This podcast is supported by advertising outside the UK.
If you're struggling to lose weight, you've probably heard about weight loss medications like Wegovy or Zepbound, and you might be wondering if they're right for you. Meet PlushCare, a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. If you qualify, they can safely prescribe you medication from the comfort of your own home. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss. plushcare.com/weightloss.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
BBC Sounds. Music, radio, podcasts.
Nigella Lawson, whose new book is called Cook, Eat, Repeat. Now, Nigella, I guess the title there is a hint at how many of us feel about the drudgery of cooking, because although it can be pleasurable, there is a certain amount of not this again about it, isn't there?
Well, yes, but to me, it's really there to evoke two things. And one, you're right. I'm aware that for a lot of people, it's drudgery. It feels like drudgery all the time. And for many of us, it does some of the time. But mostly for me, it seems to me, for me, it's a sort of repeated pattern that makes me feel very contained. And also, it's like a promise of pleasure every day.
Is it something that you can use as a mindful exercise? And I'm not talking about those women, and let's be honest, it is largely, they're not entirely women, who will be maybe coming downstairs from a day at work today because they won't be in the office, or coming in from a job, that a key worker role that they can't fulfil outside the home, and they've just got to cobble a meal together for four or five people in about 15 minutes if they're lucky. That's very different, isn't it?
That is different. And I think that that in a way, it's a if you can feel, you know, happy about the patterns of cooking, that, you know, it obviously shows that you're, you know, privileged and lucky, but it's good to realise that. But I think that for a lot of people, though, that cooking can just be a moment away from the whirlingness of the world outside, and I think, in a way, cooking for oneself is probably where a lot of the pleasure is to be found. I think, you know, I love feeding people, but of course, when I cook for myself, there isn't stress, and I can sort of calm down into it and just potter about. The joys of pottering are never to be underestimated.
Oh, no, actually, we had a really good conversation about the joys of pottering a couple of weeks ago. Can I ask then, if you are on your own, and I'm sometimes on my own at night eating, and I will, I'm afraid, more often than not, give in to two slices of bread, whatever I can stick on it, and then a bowl of cereal, sometimes just the bowl of cereal. Do you never do that?
Oh, I sometimes have bread and butter or toast. I don't have cereal. I'm not enormously a cereal eater. Although now you've said that, I suddenly feel like a bowl of cornflakes with all that wonderful gritty sugar in the milk at the bottom.
Yeah.
But I'm not. I don't make distinctions as well about the sorts of pleasure you get from eating. If I want, you know, buttered toast for supper, I don't feel bad about that. I just enjoy it. And if I want to make myself, you know, lamb cutlets with, you know, an anchovy sauce, I will too.
Anchovies. Let's get talking about anchovies, because they're a yes, controversial little fish, aren't they? I love the things. I mean, I have been known to stuff a few straight out of the jar in one of those weird moments.
Me too.
You have.
Yeah, okay. Although, as I say, going back to the bread and butter, anchovies on unsalted butter on top of bread is really one of the great joys of life.
Do they have to be the expensive ones, or any old supermarket value anchovies? Will they do the business?
Well, I have mostly I have just the regular ones that come in those jars, you know, rather than in those beautiful tins. I think, though, for a treat, the expensive ones and tins, if you're going to eat them just as they are, I'd love to have those. But when I'm cooking, I just use the, you know, just completely regular ones.
Janssen's Temptation, I always thought it was called Janssen's. It's actually not called that. It's in the book and it's something I'm going to do definitely this weekend. That is, it is the, well, just bring it to light. It's the most unctuous, gorgeous. I mean, you can really lose yourself
yeah,
in
well,
one of those.
We call it chip gratin at home because you cut the potatoes into like sort of French fries rather than our chips. And then you cook onion till the onion's very soft and layer up. Now, in fact, they're not anchovies. They're a different fish. My Swedish is not brilliant. Anchovies. And they're more like sprats, which are quite hard to get here. But if you get a roll mop and chop it up, that will do. Although at home, I often cook it without the fish element and just whisking 3 tablespoons of Parmesan into the cream and milk that the, you know, French fry cut out potatoes are baked in.
Yeah. Just the list of ingredients in that dish, it's not one for the self-deniers, is it, that one?
I don't write recipes for them in mind. I must be. It's not controversial to say that.
No. Okay. We must move on to fish fingers. Now, this
Please.
Is this is the fish finger border, and actually inspired by Ash Sarko, who's been a welcome guest on this programme over the years. She's a political commentator and journalist. Is it? I mean, I watched you making it the other night on the telly. I was with you until you got to the point of the slightly overcooked fish fingers. But take our listeners through this.
So you want me to take it through in terms of cooking? So people can get the flavours.
Yeah.
So really, I start off with onions, cook them till they're soft, you know, with ginger, garlic, chilli, mustard, English mustard. I dare say originally it would have been mustard oil, which I can't get. So then there's mustard. I will put a bit of spinach in and then lime juice. So it's hot, sharp, sour, fiery, and the sweetness of the onions. Now, you could mash anything into this, but my attention was drawn to the fact that it's a sort of English Bangladeshi entity, this fish finger border, where you start mashing, cook fish fingers, mash them, and turn them into this wonderful tangle of flavours. And then with coriander, if you so choose. Now, I love this. I like the balance of textures and I find it immensely comforting and rather enlivening. And I think that a lot of people think it's a bit odd until they make it.
OK, I'm going to make it and then I'll let you know, because I'm sure you'll be fascinated to hear what I make of it. In lockdown, and by the way, the recipe is on the Woman's Hour website, bbc.co.uk/womanshour, if you want that recipe. And I bet it is really, really tasty. How have you fared in lockdown? I mean, this is a question we're asking most of our contributors at the moment, because the nights are, it's dark by 5 o'clock. And some of us are better at dealing with all this than others. How are you?
Well, you know, I'm in a very lucky position, you know, because I've got work and a roof over my head and somewhere nice to sit and many fairy lights in my garden. Mm. So, of course, for me, it's fine. And I'm actually very happy with solitude. So that that doesn't trouble me. But I also realise that how I am doing through lockdown is not how it is for a lot of people.
The Christmas, the thing of Christmas, which I think is, we've had quite a few emails from listeners about this, people concerned, not in the usual way about Christmas, but concerned.
But whether it's going to be possible.
Yes, yeah. Your thoughts on that?
Well, I have no idea. And I feel also there are two separate arguments. You know, a lot of people say, I don't know what we're going to be allowed to do. But also, I feel, I don't know what's going to be safe to do. And that is also, incredibly important. I certainly won't be doing anything large at all. I mean, I'm not sure I'd be comfortable with six people, you know, around a table, but I don't, you know, I don't know what's going to happen. And I feel that this year has been so much about not knowing what's going to happen that somehow I think one feels a bit saner not thinking about it too much.
Yeah, doesn't it make you nostalgic for the days when we thought we had things worth worrying about? I think that's what I'm angry with myself for, being stressed when I didn't need to be, relative to how we're all stressed now, if any of that makes any sense.
It makes complete sense, and I just don't know if we learned from any of it, though.
Oh, well, let's hope we have a bit.
No, do you know what I mean? I think that one still can worry an awful lot about trivial matters. I try not to. I worry much, much, much less now. But I think it is very difficult because you haven't got anything. There are no firm foundations to make any decisions on.
Yeah. Well, at least we can get very cross about fish fingers in your dish.
I know. So if I can provide an outlet for that, I'm very happy.
Thank you for downloading this edition of Cook the Perfect. For more information, go to the Woman's Hour website at bbc.co.uk/radio4.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavourless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.